network.
This last year, alfalfa weevil populations caused substantial defoliation throughout much of South Dakota. Alfalfa weevil larvae have been confirmed in South Dakota this growing season already. Winfield United 4-H and alfalfa specialist Jeff Jackson recommends scouting for alfalfa weevils regularly.
It's really a scouting game and being on top of it, because if we have not much feeding going on one day, this happened last year, we're on Thursday, let's say guys went and scouted fields and went, oh, okay, so we're starting to see a few weevils, but it's not that big a deal. And we had a nice warm 3-4 days in that period, and they come back on Monday and it was a complete disaster where the populations had increased significantly and caused a lot of feeding damage over a 4-day period. So one of my biggest pieces of advice is follow where the activity is happening, scout regularly, because it could be a 4-day turnaround.
Jackson says farmers cannot afford to let alfalfa weevils reduce 4-H quality.
The devastating part about an alfalfa weevil is they eat the leaves off the plant. So what you have is a skeletonized leaflet that as you come back out there, the only thing that's left is stems and the leaf veins that eat all of the good stuff. So that's where all the forage quality, all the crude protein, all the good stuff is in those leaves. So that's where we really have a huge quality decline. And literally, I have seen fields, I would bet that there could be a 30 to 40% yield reduction from alfalfa weevil feeding. So when you consider the high hay prices today and lack of feed stocks, we can't really afford to take a chance.
Eric Slater is